Great Country Q94, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by last week's Papa Murphy's Subway Athlete of the Week, Carson Kenyon, a student athlete from Riverdale High School. So, Carson, first off, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
A big win for you guys, the Chieftains, getting your first win of the season, taking on Boscobel, and you were doing a little bit of everything that night, a little bit of throwing, a little bit of running, even two interceptions on defense. What did it feel like to kind of contribute in all three phases of the ballgame?
It felt really good because that was my senior homecoming game, and we have a traveling trophy between the two schools, and to keep that at home felt really good to be able to contribute on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I did not know there was a rivalry trophy between those two teams there, but anytime you can take some hardware back on the bus with you, or as you said, you were at home, anytime you can keep that, put that right back in the trophy case, it doesn't have to go with the other team and you see it walk away as a senior, that's got to be a pretty good feeling.
Yep.
As we said, yeah, you said senior year, homecoming game there for you. We're talking here on this Thursday before your final game of your career coming up tomorrow night. Has it started to sink in that the end is near?
Yeah, it has, and us as a team yesterday, we had a fun practice, but we were still focused, trying to keep with the goals and not get off track, but we wanted to have fun with it because we know it's coming to an end.
In that ball game against Boscobel, and looking at the stats here, you had, you know, Tim had 10 rushes, Brody had 7, Dietrich had 6, Owen had 1. So it seems like you got a way to get a lot of different guys involved there offensively that kind of contributed to that victory.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's what we want to be able to do is throw them off guard, because if we can consistently pass the ball for a first down and then run it for more as the defense gets out of the box more, it's just a lot simpler when we can get all things rolling at once. And our offensive line really stepped up that game and played very well.
What did it feel like first off when you found out you were the up for the Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week? Did you have somebody reach out to your friends or family, and then kind of as the voting's going along throughout the week, running into people during school or maybe in the community, hey, I just voted for you, or seeing it on Facebook being shared, how did that feel, and what did it feel like when you found out that you won on Friday morning?
I felt excited. I wasn't quite sure, to be honest with you, at first how I got nominated for it, so I was a little confused there, but my mom's friend, she mentioned it to her, and that's how she found out, and then they told a lot of other people and shared it on Facebook. And yeah, like walking in the halls at school, I had a couple of teachers that I've never even talked to before telling me that they voted for me. And I was just really grateful for that opportunity because it shows the support coming out of our small community.
Yeah, it was awesome to see. And it's always fun when we have different towns, you know, where, hey, we haven't had a kid from, you know, Riverdale on in quite some time. And you just see, you know, it blow up on Facebook, or you have, you know, just different communities where you don't always think of. And maybe folks are like, oh, I forgot that our Q94 reaches that far, or things like that. It's always very cool to see. And yeah, as far as you getting onto the poll, so we get nominations every single week from different people nominating kids from their community. And then I look through box scores from the area as well, from different games going on, different competitions going on, and felt, looking at your stats, that you were very deserving of being nominated for the award. And then the folks, they go out and vote, and Riverdale, the school district, the communities surrounding rallied for you as well, and the other folks who go out and vote. And yeah, you very deserving of winning the award. So congratulations, Carson. Fantastic week there. Good luck in your final game here coming up tomorrow night against Highland, and hopefully your team can pull out another victory here to end their season. And once again, congratulations on a Pop Murphy Subway Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.